I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned in to The World.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair.
Country music fans in Ireland are reeling. Yep, there are apparently lots of Irish fans of American country music. And they were so looking forward to five concerts in Dublin later this month by the king of country, Garth Brooks. They were supposed to be the kickoff to the singer's much-anticipated worldwide comeback tour. But then Dublin City Council said no to five consecutive days of concerts. It approved only three. Brooks and his entourage responded by pulling the plug on all the Dublin gigs.
Garth Brooks is like God in Ireland. I mean, American country music is huge here.
Alana Fearon is a reporter with the Irish Daily Mirror.
When the Garth Brooks comeback gigs were initially announced, there were to be two in Croke Park, which is the headquarters of GAA football here. The demand was such that the promoters increased that to three, then four, and then ultimately five. So there was 400,000 people waiting to get to these concerts later this month. Then hearts broke everywhere when this furore broke. I mean, it's been huge. It's dominating everything. The airwaves, the newspapers, Facebook is just alight with worried fans, you know, asking what's happening now. It did look like there was absolutely no hope and that the gigs were cancelled until yesterday when Garth appealed directly to the government here to intervene. And there are crunch talks going on in Dublin. You know, it's in a desperate bid to thrash out some sort of happy medium which will allow Garth to come here and please those crowds that are so looking forward to seeing him.
Wow, so Garth Brooks's people are talking to the Irish national government about this. This is like serious.
Oh yeah, this is really serious. I mean, this is worth a staggering 50 million euro to our economy. You know, the buzz that it would bring back to the streets of Dublin would be phenomenal. It's five nights. You know, it's the king of country, as he would be known here, coming back to the stadium where he last performed in 97. You know, I mean, some of our clothes chains here are selling Stetson hats, cowboy boots are flying off the shelves. I mean, it really has been a carnival atmosphere, really, since the tickets went on sale in January. I have friends who bought tickets to go three nights back to back.
Oh, my God.
But people were just so excited to see him back in Ireland. And now it's descended into this mess.
Well, we had our people at the BBC spoke with a woman from Londonderry, Anne Thompson, who bought 12 tickets to the concerts.
That was a lifetime thing for me. Garth Brooks has been a lifetime idol for me from he was ever heard of. And quite honestly, I am totally devastated. Absolutely, totally devastated.
She is upset. So I know country and Western is a close cousin to Irish music, but Garth Brooks is kind of rock country. What is the appeal of Garth Brooks in Ireland, do you think?
You know, for a lot of Irish people here, and even, you know, I suppose it would have been the older generation when you had, you know, like dances, as they were called. People would have danced those music. And it's just filtered into the next generation. And I mean, it's the fun. It's the getting up and dancing and singing along. You really feel, with Garth uniquely, he really, you know, feels an affinity with Ireland. And it's very obvious when he's here or when he speaks about Ireland, how much love he has for the country. And it's completely mutual. You know, I mean, 400,000 people is equivalent to 10% of the population of this country.
Wow, yeah.
Now, you know, we have people that are going for their honeymoon to Garth Brooks. We've brides that actually considered cancelling their weddings for Garth Brooks. I think everybody, you know, whether you're going or not, is behind these peace talks, as we could call them, in, you know, please salvage it in some way. It's going to be a bit of a logistical nightmare as well when if nothing goes ahead and you know, 26 million euro in tickets need to be refunded.
Don't give up hope yet. Alana Fearon, a reporter with the Irish Daily Mirror, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.